It is finished. Jesus' words as he hung dying on the cross. It is finished. What did he mean? It is finished. Are these words of failure? Are these words of despair, of giving up? It's finished. It's a hopeless cause. I've failed. I give up. Like someone dropping out of a marathon before the end because they cannot push their body any further. It's finished. It would certainly be understandable if that's what Jesus meant. Just think, he suffered the greatest injustice in human history. For Jesus lived a spotless life, but was sentenced to a traitor's death. He came to love, but was hated. He came to help, but was rejected. He came to heal, but was broken. He came to forgive, but was despised. He came to bless, but was cursed. He came to bring life, but was brought death. Jesus was rejected and accused more unfairly and completely than anyone before or since. You could hardly blame Jesus if he had meant, "I've had enough and I give up," when he said, "It is finished." But that's not what he meant. No, Jesus didn't give up on humanity. He didn't give up at all. Despite the wickedness, hatred, and scorn, we've read, he loved them to the end. He ended up on the cross precisely because he was not willing to give up. He loved them enough to pay the ultimate price. There was no quitting. There was no turning back. The good news from Good Friday is that Jesus has not given up on you or me. Regardless of what we've been or what we've done, Jesus, the Saviour, loves us and is offering us his grace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. It is finished. They're not failure words. Are they fighting words? Another way you could interpret the phrase, "it is finished," is to say, "I'm fed up. If this is the terrible way you're going to treat me, then I am through with you." Again, you could hardly blame Jesus if that's what he meant. People often say this when they've been hurt and pushed over the edge. "I have tried and tried to save this marriage, but another affair? This marriage is over. It's finished." Or at work, "You've messed up the accounts again. I can't stand this incompetence. Clear out your office. It's over." They treated Jesus in the most horrible way you could imagine. The worst suffering and disgrace you've ever faced pales in comparison to what Jesus endured. It would only be normal to fight against it and say, "I'm through with you, it's finished." But that's not what he meant. No, Jesus' attitude wasn't fighting with them. When he spoke about those who were committing such atrocity against him, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," in Luke's account of the crucifixion. Forgive them. Those aren't fighting words. They were reconciling words, words of peace and forgiveness and release. It is finished. They're not failure words or fighting words. Are they faith words? "It is finished" comes from our sixth reading this afternoon, John 19, verses 28 to 30. And in it, the same Greek word, tetelestai, is used three times like this. Later, knowing that all was now completed, tetelestai, so that the scripture would be fulfilled also tetelestai, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." When he had drunk, Jesus said, "It is finished, tetelestai." "It is finished" meant it's completed, fulfilled, accomplished. So what was finished when Jesus hung on the cross? The Old Testament prophecies made about the Messiah were complete, fulfilled, and finished in Jesus. The goal of the incarnation was complete and finished. In other words, the reason Jesus had been born, the mission on which he had been sent, and the work which God had given Jesus to do was completed and finished. There was nothing more for Jesus left to do. Nothing was left undone, finished. The requirements of the Old Testament law were complete and finished. Jesus said that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And with these words, that task was done. Every facet of the law was complete and finished. The law no longer condemns us, no longer declares us guilty for failing to keep it. The righteousness, the not guilty, which was not possible to achieve by the law, has been attributed to us by Christ's death on the cross for us. The power of sin and death were finished. In the last couple of hundred years, thousands of scraps of papyrus have been found with Greek writing on them from New Testament times. Many of them are bills and receipts of one sort or another, and the word tetelestai on them means the bill has been paid in full. The debt has been paid, it's finished. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he meant the price or punishment for sin. It is finished. Jesus had done the job he came to do. He had completed his purpose. He had fully done God's will, been obedient to him in his 30 plus years of living and in his dying. It is finished. Like a construction worker who completes a bridge and says, "It's finished," that's what Jesus was saying. "I have made a bridge between God and humankind over the mighty gulf of sin and evil to a right relationship with God. The work is finished. I have opened up a way, a road to eternal life for whoever has faith and believes. It is finished. I've opened up the door to life beyond death." When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he said, "He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." It's finished. I have opened up a new life for you. "It is finished" is a cry of faith and of victory, not defeat. Victory over sin and death. You and I can live in freedom and forgiveness because it is finished. I quote from the author Anne Voskamp. "The whole of the universe reverberates with Christ's love cry, 'Tetelestai,' it is finished, it is complete. This is not the wail of the wounded. This is the lover's loud cry of victory. Your every sin is covered. Your soul's enemy, evil itself, is finished, defeated. God's love for you is wholly complete. There's nothing you can do, nothing you need to do, nothing you can ever do to complete this love further. You are completely loved." Jesus' cry of completion on the cross is the cry of a fulfilled love, so you can experience a fulfilled life. Because your every shortcoming has been paid in full, you are finally fulfilled. It is finished. Of course, living in the time in between Jesus' resurrection and his final return to reign over a new heaven and earth means we still see sin and death around us. But its power has been beaten once and for all at the cross. Come back on Sunday to hear more about that, or take one of these Why Jesus booklets that explains a bit more. It is finished. So what about us? Will we be able to say it is finished at the end of our lives, whenever that may be? Are we following Jesus in living in obedience to God's will as he did? Are we following Jesus in lives of worship and humble service? And are we even willing to suffer for God's purposes as Jesus was? Can we say it is finished day by day as we live for God rather than ourselves? This afternoon, as we look at the cross, let us receive the forgiveness and love we are offered. And as we look at how Jesus surrendered his life for us, let us give our everything back to him. We've sung, "Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Let's make that our response. It is finished. Thanks be to God.